It's been over two decades since plundering graduation rates and overall poor performance forced the state to seize control of Newark Public Schools. In recent years, a combination of state and city-led initiatives changed education in Brick City. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie calls the return of local control a watershed moment.
In the last 6 years, the accomplishments of this system are very, very impressive. Job's certainly not complete, but we've made real progress, at times in the face of real emotional opposition.
Statistics show drastic improvements, says former Newark mayor turned United States Senator Cory Booker.
This is probably one of the best success stories going on in the country. If you look at the data from, you know, being the number one city in America for beat the odds schools, schools that are high poverty, high performance, from having our graduation rate just in the last, since about 2010, 2011, jump 15, 20 points in graduation rate, to see student achievement in language and math increase.
The conversation towards success hasn't always been pretty. Whether it's the public versus charter school expansion argument, the citywide protests over the controversial One Newark plan, and even plain as day partisan political bickering, all persons involved were hoping to improve education for Newark's children.
If you'd asked me 4 or 5 years ago when I first was running, that this would happen under Governor Christie, I would have said you were joking, right? But, you know, God bless us the opportunity to be able to sit down and talk and discuss and say this is what we needed and wanted, and we got to this direction.
Raz Baraka was a teacher in the Newark public school system when the state took over in 1995. He says it was a dark time in the city's history. Now the mayor, Baraka, celebrates the occasion at City Hall.
We never had an opportunity to say whether we agreed or disagreed. The children never had an opportunity to have a voice. For 22 years, we've been a shadow in our own community. Not today.
So what happens next? State Senator Ron Rice was the prime sponsor of the Quality Accountability Continuum, known as QSAC, the law that created a system to monitor New Jersey public schools. He says the city and state will create a transition plan.
Then you're going to have a referendum under QSAC to determine whether you want a local board of education appointed or elected. So that's the people involvement. Then you also have to, the board have to make determination, are you going to keep the superintendent, which they can do for a while, or are you going to look for another superintendent to do a search?
Current state-appointed Newark Public Schools Superintendent Chris Cerf is only focused on the task at hand.
I have a contract that runs through June, but right now I'm completely focused on making this transition successful.
Officials expect the transition of local control to be complete around the start of the 2018-19 school year. In Newark, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.